Wichita State University Associate Professor of Politics, Michael Lyons, says the United States Constitution contains almost no information about what actions qualify a government official for impeachment.
This is true so often with things in the Constitution. Now, people want to cling to the Constitution and follow the framers' intent closely or follow the language closely, but the fact of the matter is, in many cases, and impeachment is an example, the language is vague, and we don't know what the intentions are clearly.
In the whole of the Constitution, there is one sentence about impeachment qualifications. It reads, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors."
When you throw high crimes together with misdemeanors, it becomes really confusing because in the modern context, a misdemeanor is a minor crime, yet the framers deliberately put the term high as a modifier of crimes. So if it's a medium range crime, then it's not an impeachable offense. That doesn't make any sense.
Another interpretation of misdemeanor, Lyons says, could be offensive behavior. One example of offensive behavior is drunkenness, which has been the basis of impeachment of several federal judges.
We don't know what the framers really intended, but we do know that they rejected a proposal to make maladministration an impeachable offense.
Maladministration simply means bad leadership, Lyons says. While many may argue Trump has made bad decisions while in office, Lyons says this isn't the standard for impeachment.
I have yet to see anything that indicates clearly to me that high crimes were committed. If Donald Trump personally got on the phone to Vladimir Putin or Russian saboteurs with access to Facebook and personally coordinated an effort to undermine Hillary Clinton's candidacy, then that would meet the standard of impeachment, I think. But there's no reason to believe that anything like that occurred.
A United States president has never been successfully removed from office through impeachment. Out of the 44 men to hold presidential office, only 8 have ever faced impeachment. Of that 8, only 2 have faced the potential of a Senate impeachment hearing, including Richard Nixon. Nixon resigned before Congress could begin impeachment proceedings, but Lyons says it is likely he would have been impeached.
At least we have that precedent that suggests that level of seriousness does clear the bar, but how much below that level of seriousness might clear the bar, we don't know.
And as the level of seriousness is determined, Lyons says it is important that the concept of impeachment isn't trivialized.
It demeans the Constitution, it devalues the Constitution to regard things in the Constitution lightly and to make the Constitution a weapon in partisan politics. That's not what the framers had in mind when they designed the Constitution. They wanted it to be the supreme law of the land. They wanted it to define what United States government is.
For those who do want to remove the president from office, Lyons says the best solution is to vote accordingly.
Donald Trump deserves to be tried in the court of public opinion and in the upcoming election. And in the 2020 election, he deserves to be tried on the basis of his competence as president. But to invoke the Constitution and to make the claim that he's violated the Constitution is to bring the Constitution into something that is much better worked out as an explicitly political process, a difference of opinion.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.